Hey, this is all coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. This is part 10 of 12-part series on driving for dollars versus smart wholesaling. This is process number 6 of the 7 different processes that I told you will allow you to make money even without closing deals, okay? But also increase your chances of actually closing deals at the same time. It's called fixed credit and lent OPM, other people's money. Basically, you'll be able to finance deals and create more income. So we've been talking about creating buyers, bringing more buyers into the game, which increases demand, increases the price of houses that you can command for houses, improve the market, of course, but also allow you to be in a position where you can solve the problem of financing the deals and obviously create more income, right? So that's what we're talking about. Before we move forward, what's real estate wholesaling? You find discounted properties, you use mass marketing because nothing else is worth your time. You lock a property under contract once you find a motivated seller or distressed seller. You sell the rights to that contract to an end buyer and then you go home with money. That's it. Without fixing the house or anything like that. You just found a deal, you made it happen, you facilitated the whole connection of a motivated seller to a buyer, and then you have $1,000, $82,000, which is my highest, and there are many people that have made a lot more money. So like I said, smart wholesaling is about doing the whole thing, like basically achieving more with less, okay? It's about leverage, okay? Not only that, by simply applying a lot more leverage in your business, you increase your chances of actually closing deals 10 times more. Even if you don't close deals, you can still walk away every year with $100,000 or more per year following this process that I'm sharing with you, okay? The idea at the end of this series is to be able to get you up and running $1 million empire in just 11 days. This is my team. Say thank you to them. This is Smart Wholesaling Funnel. Yes, we are going to use funnels. You're going to be able to make money in multiple income streams, okay? Basically, as opposed to depending on one stream of income, which is if you don't close a deal, you don't make money. No, you're going to be able to make money, multiple streams of income, following one due course. Just following one course until success. It's called focus, right? So we're not going to spread you all over the place. You don't have to be afraid of, oh yeah, I'm going to be doing so much or anything like that. No, you don't have that problem because this is one straight focus. You focus on one little action you do from time to time. In less than 4 hours a week, you're running a $1 million business following my lead, okay? So right now, the sixth process, we call it the Lend OPM. You're able to finance deals and create more money. OPM, if you don't know anything about OPM, you should. It's a concept that I got from, you know, the basic books such as Rich Dad Poor Dad, Secrets of a Millennial Mind, you know, things like Think and Grow Rich, you know, it just simply means other people's money, okay? It's not about having the resources, it's about being resourceful. If you know anything about entrepreneurship, it's about being resourceful. It's about not waiting until you have the resources, but creating resources, okay? So being able to be in a position where you can lend money to other people, it's a big deal. It's something that will allow you to build a massive brand and people will look up to you as, again, another additional reason why you become a resourceful platform for other people to come to, all right? So here are the few things that you should focus on that will help you with that. You're already building a list. You're not going through the whole school, everything. You're skipping 80% of the hustle, but you have a list. You have a buyer's network. Some of those people may be buying for the first time and they don't have the cash. You want to be in a position where you can connect them with people that have the cash, okay? So here's why. You become the bank, okay? Becoming the bank, doesn't necessarily own the money that they lend out to other people. That like the simple concept of banking, right? You deposit your money there, they put it in the savings and checking account and stuff. But what do? They lend those money out to other people to use as business. They make more money with it, and then they share some of that profit with you in the form of 0.01% interest rate on your savings account. I know it's horrible, but that's just how it works. That's called banking, right? So now you also put yourself in a position, because everything is about positioning and it's about unfair advantage. You put yourself in a position where you get unfair advantage compared to the rest of the market. If you bring financing, or you connect financing to people in the business, you also are in a position where you attract some of the best deals in the business. Okay, just because you're on the radar of many people, of the radar of many people's problems, and you're solving that problem for them. So you become the bank. Again, you become resourceful, right? So it's about resourcefulness. Also, you create market, because those people that would naturally not buy a house, now they're in a position where they can actually buy a house if they have a good credit, right? They have 700 plus credit, they have a good job, and they're wondering, you can even create strategy partnership with people and do fix and flip deals if that's what you want to do, or you want to consolidate, put people together to do deals. When you're in this position, you create more deals where there are no deals, because as opposed to traditionally, you have to wait until people are ready. And now you can be in a position where you have all those people and you can partner, you can put partnerships together, you can partner with other people to get deals done, right? You create demand, you create competition, you create options for buyers, okay? You create options of buyers. Buyers already have options because it's 500 new wholesalers every day in your town alone. So now you create options of buyers, which means you can command better price on your deals, right? As wholesalers, we can command better price on deals. You can move deals, okay? And then you create higher profit just because there's higher demand. Does that make sense? That's where money comes from. It's by creating higher demand. Everybody wants the same thing, then the price goes up, and then you create higher demand just because you've positioned yourself to make money available. And there is money. It's just a matter of connecting the dots and creating a platform where all those transactions are happening, right? Input to this process is JV deals, okay? So we're going to show you how to find JV deals, okay? There's more than enough of them. They're everywhere, okay? There's people that have already found deals, don't know what to do with them, okay? Because there's more wholesalers than there are buyers, right? And never mind what anybody tells you, bring all your deals to me. Well, you remember that time where they told you your deal wasn't good enough? Well, it wasn't good enough because you were at the mercy of that one person. If we had 20 of them, that same deal would be suddenly good enough because they're competing for that same deal. You ever been in a position where people are calling you and they're texting you and they're saying, hey, you have any deals? You have any deals? Because there's no deals. That's the best position to be in, because when you do find deals, those deals will go off the table as fast as humanly possible, as opposed to too many posters on Craigslist, on Facebook Marketplace, and no one is buying nothing, right? So also part of the input here is hard money lenders. There are hard money lenders everywhere. You can basically say, hey, partner with me. I'll hook you up with buyers. You hook me up. You give me a little bit of something on the side because I brought you the buyers, right? A little something on the side, right? I want to say that the right way. There are ways to legally get paid commissions for hooking people up with buyers, hooking the lenders with the buyers, and then you just make money in the middle for originating the situation, right? So just like a loan officer, but that's not really your full time. It's just that, again, you put yourself in a position of unfair advantage to be able to take advantage of these things by simply building a buyers network and keeping an open mind that you can bring resource to people on your buyers network, okay? So those are the two inputs, JV deals and hard money lenders. JV deals, you hook them up with buyers, okay, that are already in your buyers network that you're already building, right? This is only possible if you're building a buyers network that's growing daily, right? And then hard money lenders, they're everywhere. They're in your local meetups and stuff like that. You could Google them, they come right up, and they will pay you just for bringing deals to the table, just for bringing the leads, okay? And the good thing is that you don't need license. You don't have to worry about, do we need to be licensed? Are we doing something illegal? No. You're creating leads for people. They're putting food on the table of many people. That's why you're getting paid. So that's why I said the more value you bring to the marketplace, the more money you get paid. Very simple. The technology you need to make this happen is the same old technology, email autoresponder. The same one that costs less than $20 a month, okay? $20 to nothing, okay, per month, because once it start paying for itself, it's basically, my autoresponder cost me nothing, basically, okay? I'm going to show you how to do more of that as well, too. So the technology, same one, output, you get pre-qualifications, okay? When people are pre-qualified for loans, that's money, okay? Pre-approvers, close to deals, and obviously all those people will be happy with you. You're creating more testimonials and success stories, and those becomes input for more deals, okay? those testimonials, you know why all your gurus use testimonials? Because they increase credibility and help other people decide to do business with you. So it's viral. When I tell you viral, it's truly viral. Case studies, okay? All cash versus hard money lender, okay? Some people say, no, just deal with cash buyers. Don't deal with any kind of lender. That's not true. Now, I would tell you, if it's conventional loans, I would avoid conventional loans whenever I can, okay? But hard money lenders are absolutely useful in this business, and people that are using hard money always pay more than the people that are using all cash. Why? Because they have all cash, and cash costs money, and they're trying to make the most out of the cash they dish out, right? But hard money lenders are kind of institutional in nature, so they understand they're looking for 8-10% on their money, and if you do more, they give you more money, right? So they will also pay you for hooking up the deal, for bringing the buyer to the seller, right? They will pay you for originating a loan, and they'll pay you over and over, and they'll do more business. Not only that, they bring deals to you. Like the hard money lender loan officers, most of them are not really real estate people like that on the street. So who do you think they're going to call first if there's any kind of deal that comes across their table? They're going to call you because and those deals are some of the best deals in the marketplace. Some of the best off-market deals that you're ever going to find anywhere are happening with relationships like that, okay? So Walmart register, you know, that aisle that goes to the register at Walmart, right? They put little things that people may need, things like phone cases, things like phone chargers, you know, things that people can grab. There are many examples I can think of, even soda you'll find on your way to the register, because those $1, $2 adds up to become millions of dollars per year. And sometimes that's what makes it different between a business staying in business or going out of business. Okay, so that's why they create those aisles at Walmart, at Burlington Coat Factory, at Best Buy. Another example I can give you that you've seen online on the internet is Amazon, where you're checking out. You see things like what other items do customers buy after viewing this item, right? They put those, anytime you're about to buy something on Amazon, you will see those options. They keep showing you more stuff that you can purchase because you're already in the middle of purchasing, right? So it just makes sense that, hey, they show you other stuff that other people are interested in that have purchased the same. So they will show you what other customers have purchased together with the product you're about to purchase. The product you decided to purchase, they show you other products. So if somebody is buying houses, why wouldn't you want to bring hard money lenders products to the table for them? Why wouldn't you want to sell other things that may be related to real estate to them, right? Why wouldn't you want to sell courses to them that they may want to improve on their education, right? And you make commissions up to $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 just for hooking all those people up. And when I tell you, you don't have to close deals before you make money, I know exactly what I'm talking about because I live exactly that life, okay? And not only that, it helps me close more deals, okay? So there's another one called related to items you viewed. Just for some reason, the algorithms will link products together and say it's related, maybe they're on the same category or anything like that. They will show you those products just in case. And you know what? A lot of sales are made through those suggestions or more items to explore. So they never stop selling to you. Guess what you should never stop doing? You should never stop selling. A lot of people close deals and then they lose relationship with that buyer. There are many things they're going to buy. They're going to continue to buy. Contractors, right? Inspections that they're going to continue to do long after they've purchased the property. But you're not in a position to offer these things because, again, you're just a one-off, one-hit run. And then you wonder why your business is at the mercy of recessions. And then your recession will swallow your business. It happened to me. It's my story. That's why I'm sharing it with you. That's why I have all the solution in places that doesn't have to involve you all over the place. Just one funnel that set up the right way, 11 days, you'll be on your way. So here's the myth. All cash only? Yeah, all cash only is BS. As long as deals can close, all cash are just as good as mortgages, hard money lender. The only reason why I don't suggest mortgage is because they have a lot more restrictions. And with the method I'm sharing with you and a combination of this with hard money lenders availability everywhere in the nation, it's easy. It's just a lot more easier for you to do deals without having to worry about the scrutinies that comes with conventional mortgage or FHA loan or anything like that. I've closed deals with FHA loan before and conventional loan, but they're just a lot harder, okay? Newbies are stupid. That's a myth, okay? That's not true. You're not stupid. You came from a professional world and you're just trying to build a business from home. Why should anybody dump down everything for you so you can be driving around town for dollars and just talking to people that don't have a house to sell? And then after 3 months later, you're frustrated out of business. So that's not true. That's a myth. You can set up this business like a professional if you want, starting now today, right? 5 cash buyers are enough in your town. Are you serious? There's 500 new wholesalers coming in every day. Cash buyers never die. That's not true either, right? Then don't be a jack of all trades. You've heard that before too, that don't be a jack of all trades. Well, you're not a jack of all trades. You just understand business. You understand scaling. You understand monetization. You understand that you need to be maximizing profit at all times, by all means, right? As long as you're bringing value to the marketplace, this is a non-issue as well, okay? So here's my question for you. Okay, share below what you think happens when you have 500 new wholesalers joining weekly if there are only 5 active buyers in your local marketplace, if only 10% of those wholesalers find deals for them weekly. So I'm not even saying all 500 wholesalers find deals, because that's not true. Okay, 98% of them fail. Okay, so let's say only 10% actually find deals. That means only 50, right? So all 50 are finding deals every week because that's the goal. They want to find deals so they can close deals and feed their family, right? But there are only 5 cash buyers in your town, in your local area, in your county. What do you think will happen in that marketplace eventually? I want you to think about it hard enough and then comment below what you think. If you need to rewind, pause this until you get it, and then comment below. I want to hear your take on that and how you feel what we've presented today may possibly make a difference, right? So I will definitely see you on part 11 of this series. We're getting closer. Process number 7 is what we're going to be covering: wealth building with rental portfolio of the best deals. We kind of touched a little bit over time, but we're going to focus on this and what it takes, inputs, technology, and output again on part 11. We'll see you on the next one. But before you go, if you're here, if it's your first time, don't forget, this is still available. smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go and grab this book. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this as a bonus: real estate money secret. All right, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully you've been educated, enlightened. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.